The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium. Afternoon, you are tuned in to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed, broadcasting from behind the enemy lines of USA Inc. Glad that you could join me on this broadcast on this Tuesday afternoon, coming to you from the state of North Carolina. Maybe one of these days in the not too distant future, I could say the great state of North Carolina, but it ain't looking too great right now. And hopefully we'll be on the road to changing that after November the 8th. While everybody else is looking at who going to be the next selected CEO of USA Inc., I'm looking at what's going on in our state and the blatant practice, I mean, in your face, politicians admitting that they are practicing racism. So I'm more concerned about my immediate area, as all people should be, because that's the people that's closest to you, right? Okay, so the other stuff, not to say it's not important, but I have immediate concerns. And maybe one day, and maybe when my grandsons become of age, we'll be able to call this the great state of North Carolina. But right now, I'm just broadcasting to you from North Carolina, a state that's full of haters and racists. We usually call them crackers, but crackers really just means poor working class whites. You'll hear me use that term. It's a Southern term, been in existence for hundreds of years, so let's not get it twisted. There's no reverse racism going on here. I'll call a racist if I think they're a racist. If I suspect you of practicing racism, I use the term that has been suggested. Suspected racist. Once I confirm you, I have no problem calling you out, and I'm calling out the Republican Party and anybody who has gone along with their ideology, supported their bills. There has been some lobbying type stuff going on. Corporations, outside organizations pooling money together to pass unjust laws and what have you. So I'm very, very concerned about the future of my seed and my family in this area, and black people all over the state, black and poor. So anyway, I ain't mean to go off on that tangent, but we are in a very contentious period right now. A lot of people are running on emotions, some rightly so, but when you let your emotions cloud your judgment, that's where you get in trouble. Emotion is a natural reaction to certain things, but you don't want to let it influence you to make bad decisions. So well, a lot of people making decisions, a lot of bad decisions out there right now. But today I want to talk about a bad decision made by a black person by the name of Donna Brazile. So the next hour, and I'm going to try to keep it to an hour, but if we have more participation, perhaps we'll go over an hour. But we're in a time period with the station where reports are being generated, need to be collated and separated and all that good stuff. So, that'll be the topic today. Proxy racism. This is an example of proxy racism. No, it is not name calling or anything like this. Not taking the focus off the system of racism and those in charge of it. But it is explaining to people the role that non-white people play in the system. Again, 5% of the world's population cannot dominate the 95% of the population without some key cooperation from the victims. Got to have some people who are, what white people call them, Benedict Arnolds, those who are caught up in revolutionary history and all of that stuff and like to cite the great slavers, George Washington. They call them their founding fathers, but we know what they were: racist white supremacists. I ain't got to see. I'll call it like it is. There's evidence that confirms that. But how do we, as black people, as victims, what type of behavior, what type of code should we adopt when we are in the system? Now, I understand people, till they can provide jobs for themselves, until everyone is gainfully employed in a position that doesn't compromise them, and they can truly, you know, just be the masters of their own domain, so to speak. So I understand all of that. But at what point, though, are we different from anybody else that's committing evil deeds and unjust acts that is leading to the suffering and victimization of other people? That person's skin color should not matter. The actions matter more than a person's skin color. So I am not the one to be handing out any victim card passes when you victimizing other people. This, again, goes to something that I discussed yesterday about black business ethics, where we have unethical black people in business going around victimizing other black people, playing on their emotions and their needs and the cause to unite and support black businesses and endeavors and institutions and things. And then you're taking advantage of it. This is the same thing. It is no different. Who you going to blame in that situation? You going to say the white man made him do it? Well, not the white man, but you're going to say the racist in power made him do it? No, there ain't no person making nobody go out here and cheat anyone else. No one's putting a gun to anyone's head making them do these things. They do them for Miss Ann's butter biscuits. Y'all know who Miss Ann is. I know who Miss Ann is from a writing by Asada Shakur, when it was pretty much like an open letter to the feminists in explaining the black woman's role in the feminist movement, and that black women really shouldn't be a part of Miss Ann's feminist movement because Miss Ann ain't facing the same sort of problems that you facing. Miss Ann's allegiance is with her husband and to her children. And your allegiance should be to your husband, your partner, and your children, your community, your family. So any kind of mistreatment that women are getting, we as a people have to handle that in-house. We don't need Miss Ann coming in trying to tell people what to do when Miss Ann is oppressing us. And so Miss Ann represents Hillary Clinton, because Donna Brazile, incorrect action that she took, could even be criminal. It's certainly a story I'm going to share later related to this, is going to help the millions of people who donated in the political primaries, Democratic political primaries, to a candidate. It doesn't matter if it was Bernie Sanders donors or the guy from Baltimore, used to be the mayor of Baltimore. His name escapes me right now. I think he was a former governor of Maryland as well, went on to become one. But everybody who gave money to the political process, I would even say volunteer and gave time. Time is money. People want to waste your time. Okay? So, that's going to help all of this revelation that's coming out from WikiLeaks. And now Donna Brazile has been implicated in all this, and she has been implicated in the stuff before because she's worked for the Clinton Foundation. We can't talk about the corruption of the Clinton Foundation and see how they have proxy racists that they have close to them. Proxy racists are tools of white supremacy, as some people call it. There is no excuse. You can't blame other people for that behavior. The only way you can do that is you have a very, very low opinion of black people and their intelligence or any kind of moral or value code system that they have. So they get to violate all of that and we just put it on the system. No, you have to take personal responsibility. And this woman, I have identified her months ago, might have been over a year. It was during the Democratic primary process when she was talking about she was a super delegate and how much love she was going to get. I'm going to have to track down that clip. I couldn't find it before the program, but I knew immediately what she meant because I know how the system works. I know how politics specifically work. That meant that all of these candidates to get a super delegate's vote in the primary, which counts towards who's going to get the nomination, is that person going to bring me some butter biscuits as a super delegate? And I'm going to have to explain what butter biscuits are for those who don't know that term. So she was openly admitting on CNN, which she has just turned in her resignation. Okay, yeah, you resigned. But she was on CNN openly just blurting out. I mean, to me, it was transparent that she was giving me admitting that it's a corrupt system, that people are going to come to me and they're going to be showing me some love. Well, what does showing you love mean? Huh? Does it mean cash payments under the table? Does it mean a position? I'm going to get you a position on the network to get paid because I got a contacts with the CEO. He's a donor. I mean, it's a tangled web they weave, but you can map it out. It ain't that complicated. So what kind of butter biscuits love that she was going to get? So that told me right then and there about her character. And I was watching, I watched a video. I'm subscribed to a lot of different media on the YouTube channels. I subscribe to a lot of stuff, so I'm informed about things and I get other people's perspective. But Dr. Boyce Watkins was on his channel and he seemed wishy-washy to me. It was like a 30-minute video. I only watched like 3 minutes. I've heard enough. But he was saying he doesn't know her personally, but he knows people who do know her personally. And they say she's a woman of integrity. Well, these are not the actions of a woman of integrity. It wasn't a one-time thing. It happened twice. It happened a number of times. She was feeding questions from these debates in the Democratic primaries and the Republican primaries to Hillary Clinton. I told y'all Hillary Clinton is incompetent. That's why they have to cheat and lie for this woman like they do. So we find out through WikiLeaks that she fed Clinton campaign the questions they was going to get. And one that really kind of made me angry, I heard that one of the questions, because it pulled Roland Martin in it, I should have put his name up there too, so I'm calling him out now because he stands accused of doing the same thing or similar thing. I think he's accused of feeding the question when the black man who was on death row, he was sentenced to death as a slave. He wasn't 10 years, 20 years, it was not life, death. Wrongfully convicted through a corrupt system. It's not really corrupt when we start looking at it like we should, that it's working exactly like it was designed to work. All the laws, all the codes are in place to make it work like it's working. Just needed everybody to participate in it. That's the key ingredient, our participation. People who get in those positions, their participation in corruption. So we hear that Roland Martin, on the question that black man was going to ask, he fed that to the Clinton campaign. And she came out with her well-rehearsed line. Was saying something, a whole lot of nothing, and was even kind of condescending towards the man. This man was victimized by this very system. And you couldn't even give him a straight answer because, you know, we know who you are. I know who you are. Unfortunately, because of CNN, because it ain't all just Donna Brazile. How did Donna Brazile get the questions? They're saying that she didn't have access to them. Somebody gave them to him. Where's the investigation into that? Is Roland Martin going to be contract canceled too? And so the reason it's important for me to focus on the black role in the system of racism is because people will portray them as victims. They will say that they to a certain extent, that's true, but don't go too far with that. They have free will like every other being. I believe it's only animals that don't have free will. And what I mean by that is we, if nobody's putting a gun to our head, if we're not behind bars on the prison plantation with the threat of death if we don't work, and we do it so that we can get piles and piles and piles and piles of butter biscuits. What does butter biscuits represent? Butter biscuits represents the victim. He was a victim of slavery, but instead of working with the community and all the other victims to overthrow the system of slavery or escape from the plantation, he sits around and he gathers intelligence for the master, because master gives out some good butter biscuits. With butter biscuits, that's just anything. It could represent anything. TV contract and endorsement deal. That's all butter biscuits is. You did something for your selfish gain that you knew was working against the greater good of everyone else. And you made a conscious decision to sell out. Yeah, it is the system that put that pressure on you to sell out, but you still made that decision. You cannot excuse that. The so-called smartest people on the planet don't excuse that. They don't excuse that from their own, do they? And especially not during a time of war. What, do y'all think we in peacetime or something? Is that what it is? So we operating under peacetime rules, okay? Because I do know the difference. I do have a military background. There are wartime rules, and there are peacetime rules. Any conscious black person would know that the war has been ongoing for how many centuries now? How many centuries have they been kidnapping, not just from Africa, but from this continent that we're here? Kidnapping Africans, black people, and putting them into slavery. That's war. That's violence. You have to wage war to enslave another human being. So while you operating under peacetime rules, they operating under wartime rules. And they're under wartime rules, the sentence is death when you get caught collaborating with the enemy. Now, don't take it the wrong way. I'm not calling for Donna Brazile to be strung up. I'm not calling for Roland Martin to be put in front of a firing squad. I'm not I'm not calling for any of that, because I'm not really a believer in capital punishment. But there has to be a penalty. So what penalty should they pay? Well, in my opinion, black folks, number one, should show some black self-respect and show that we have morals and we have values and we have a code that we are not willing to betray. And we took our oath to this code serious. And we're not going to help racists. We're not going to help the racist system under no circumstances, because we are under wartime rules under no circumstances. So since we can't just shoot them, what we should do is stop patronizing them in the context of the system. We have to stop tuning into their program. And that's a shame. Roland Martin gives some great commentary on issues of racism and white supremacy and on different elements of the system and how it's oppressing black people. Now, you compromise yourself because you compromise your ethics. What did I say yesterday? Black ethics, black business ethics. All the good you've done can be snatched away. But Donna Brazile's a different story. She's a different story. She has a long history of being an opportunist and all about self. And she comes off to me as a very smug person. Look that word up if you don't know what it means. Very smug. When I don't even like watching her on talk, because she come off like this bourgeois aunt who's smarter than everybody in the room. It's like they not talking to you or in a conversation with you. They talking down to you, and she has that condescending tone like you're stupid. You just don't understand. Like when she was being questioned about the emails and just giving this very implausible lie. It's not even logical. But you want us to believe that, oh, these are doctored emails, and although WikiLeaks in its history has never, no one has ever accused them, and no one has ever proved them of doctoring or changing any emails. But of course, that's the Clinton campaign talking point and lie to put out there. And we know that she was working towards her goal of obtaining Miss Ann's butter biscuits. Once Miss Ann get in there as CEO of USA Inc., I'm going to get love, love, love. Person like that is compromised. I don't see any good that she has done for black people, but act as a sheep herder of black people into the Democratic fold, into that pastor, into that plantation. But again, because so many of us have been damaged by this system through racist media that plays on your mind and make you have low self-esteem, and we're not reading enough about people who look like us on this continent. We ain't got to take it back, no, to the pyramids and all that. On this continent, if you read about these things, it'll make you have some pride in yourself. But now we want to settle for symbolism. Like, that's really some progress. We've been getting symbolism for years, for centuries, actually. That ain't no progress. Does it have value if that person was a person of integrity and was ethical and was above board? But when they're just a puppet of the system, a proxy racist tool to continue the system and confuse everybody to make you think, oh, some change is coming. Then didn't no change come. So next, oh, it's just settled for. Now we can look back and say there was a black president. What good is that doing black people? And then we don't expect anything from the CEO, which I don't. That's why I don't vote for them. I vote for the state, the county, the officials on the local level that if I end up in a jailhouse, what kind of jailhouse am I going to be in? Where they beating prisoners to death or making them fight each other to the death, gladiator style? And that stuff is important. Are women arrested for a traffic violation and thrown into jail? And next thing we know, we getting this story about they hung themselves with a hefty bag. Better know who these people are, and you better let them know who you are. But in terms of these other people, they ain't working for us. They working for themselves. That is clear through the CBC when you look at their little super PAC and their conduct through the Democratic primaries, which I have talked about, taking money from private prison lobbyists. Now you're talking about, oh, I had to vote for the crack. Clinton crime bill, because black people was begging for it. No, it wasn't no black people begging for no racist slave codes, new slave codes to being enacted that was going to destroy their family and put many of them into slavery for decades. Ain't no black people been begged you for that. You might have had some people that's getting butter biscuits that are your mouthpieces saying that you didn't fed them the talking points and they just saying what you say, telling them to say. Again, they got free will. Ain't nobody threatening them. They just come up with a big plate of buttery biscuits, and that's enough. Again, that could come in many forms. Grants down the road. Approval for, hey, look at the Clinton Foundation. Look at how they've done business. And she's in that. So how you gonna defend that to your children? This is what you tell your children. You should grow up to be like Donna Brazile. How do you explain to them how it's okay to cheat during a debate, to help another person cheat during the debate? So then we see these kids playing that out in high school debates and college debates, and that's probably going on. We know it's going on. Then we wonder why there's so much corruption out there. It's because we tolerate it. We teach it to our children. That's why. And we never put our foot down and say no, no more. So that's what I want to talk about today. If you have any questions or comments, you can give us a call at 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. But let me make it clear that CNN is corrupt. And if it wasn't for WikiLeaks, y'all probably knew about it. Because we know from prior release emails that y'all have y'all friends in the media. Come on, people. Just stop pretending like corporate media is objective. Or these individuals on these platforms don't have their agendas. You don't know what's happening behind these doors where the real deals are made. That's why they was talking about Clinton having a public view and a private view. That's just saying lying. And I'm hearing even black folks saying, oh, that's just how politics work. Oh, so we just accept lies? Well, why stop at politics? Hey, Micah, my grandson, it's okay to cheat in elementary school. Cheat, yeah, go write some of the words. Were you in this spelling bee? The ones you can't remember, write them on the palm of your hand. Winning is all that matters. That's how we do things. That's how the real world works. That's what y'all telling y'all grandchildren out there. Then, if that's not what you're teaching your grandchildren, why you on these airwaves or anywhere else arguing with people and trying to justify this kind of conduct? Then you want to act like these children, I'm not going to call them children, these young people who are voting age and out there organized, you want to act like they the ones who are unwise. And no, they're saying no to corruption. No to this continued slave catchers violence. No to killing all these people. No to slavery. We're not willing to compromise on our principles. We ain't making no deals with you to get you elected, because you're going to fund our nonprofit, make sure that we get our, when we submit for these grants and stuff, oh, they going to get the fast track. Yeah, y'all remember he was running all them ads for so-and-so. Yeah, he was reaching all them people in. Yeah, so go ahead and fund that. Then you wonder why the world never changes. It ain't on no one group of people. It's on all of us. It's on all of us. We keep the system going. Some more than others. And under wartime conditions, there are just certain crimes that cannot be tolerated. Just can't be. But it's a blowover, and Donna Brazile will pop up somewhere else and with a new contract for Butter Biscuits. So she gonna be all right. And she ain't no poor woman either. She making a lot of money over there at the Clinton Foundations. Clinton's gonna take care of her. Don't feel sorry for her. Feel sorry for the people that are rebelling against prison slavery across this country right now that Donna Brazile or nobody else on CNN is bringing up. Feel sorry for those people. Don't feel sorry for her because she lost her job and now you won't, your low self-esteem won't be boosted up by seeing a black face on a white platform. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm keeping it real, as they say. So if you got any commentary, you are welcome to share it. All perspectives are welcome here. But 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032 pound. Hit *6 and 1 if you would like to comment on air. We will go into this station identification break, and on the other side, I'll check the phone lines. And actually, on the other side of the break, we're going to go straight into this video clip about it. Donna Brazile. Don't mean to leave Roland Martin out, but as I learn more about what he has allegedly done and feeding questions about the death penalty and slavery in general to Hillary Clinton. And I even check my record. That's why I love internet digital radio and our podcasting, because you can check the record. I got 8 years worth of it. And I know I was calling out, I was just noticing, sharing observations. Yeah, Roland Martin is working for the system. You know, he come out with some blazing commentary on some of his news stories when he reporting about a news story, but he know his role in the system, and that was on display during the Democratic primary, during these debates. And I know he likes HBCUs because he went to a HBCU. And he's calling for the funding of HBCUs, but guess what? If we don't fund our children from K to 12, they ain't going to be able to even get into a HBCU. So how about funding those children before these colleges? And if y'all are so successful and you got this alumni, I mean, come on now. You're not giving back to your HBCU. Maybe you need to increase the percentage of your salary you getting from corporate media to your HBCU and all the other ones who have, quote unquote, made it in the system. Y'all should increase y'all donations to the HBCUs. But that seemed to be his only focus. Well, what about our children being underfunded? What about that prison, school to prison pipeline that you, those words have come out of your mouth? So he was just really pushing those HBCUs during that debate, that or town hall or whatever you want to call it. So we'll go into that clip, and then I'll check out the phone lines, and if there are no calls, we will keep it moving. I got plenty to say. plenty to say. This is a teachable moment. The number one thing that you should learn from this is an example of how black people should not operate under these conditions. Just like we say, and it is logical, it makes sense to me. Everybody may not agree with it, but that's okay. Not looking for 100% agreement on anything, but I do think those who have said there should be no interracial sex, no coupling, none of that, until the system of racism has been destroyed and it's over with. So if you love black people so much and you want to marry black people, whatnot, then you need to triple, quadruple, whatever your efforts. You really need to be calling out your racist brother, sister, cousin, mother, father, grandparents. What you need to be doing more to end this system. Stop covering up for your family members. Then there can be some interracial coupling and producing. I understand that perspective. While I'm not critical of those who do, as the caller, one of the callers taught me that term swirl, I got more important things to focus on than who's swirling. Because there are actually two different viewpoints I don't care to go into, because I don't share everything on public, but there's actually some military advantages to that if you study war. But anyway, I'm not going there. But this is how you don't act. You do not do these things. You do not help a known racist get even more power to practice even more racism. I don't care if the other guy is. He just playing his role as the controlled opposition. I'm going to go out here and say all these crazy things and just be so blatant with it. Doesn't mean I'm not a racist, but I was kind of codified before because I learned my lesson from that lawsuit back in the 70s about housing discrimination and racism and what have you. So I'm going to be a little bit more codified so I don't lose no money, and I'm going to be more, you know, yeah, codified. Now he's playing this role. He's so uncodified. He is blatantly saying racist things. Don't take a genius to figure out. Third grader could understand. So that she would look like the lesser of two evils, but that is an illusion that the media has purposely painted. This is not an endorsement of him. Again, this election has already been rigged, and Donna Brazile was part of that rigging, and that is what people are talking about. The system is rigged. It's already rigged on the Democratic primary side. Her feeding those questions, cheating to rig it for her against Sanders, and then later against Trump, trying to tilt the scales. That's not the activity of a person of integrity. So let me move on. Y'all can tell that I really care about these issues because it's playing out in front of our children. Just like we don't want Donald Trump saying these vulgar things about women and sexually assaulting them, and well, the media putting it all out there and what have you. But it's not that, you know, we don't want to hear those things over the public airways and what have you. We don't want to see that type of behavior. I feel the same way about this behavior that is represented here by a black person in a system of racism who is helping themselves to the detriment of everybody else. It's counterproductive. It is counter to, this is wartime conditions, man. Wartime. So we will be back on the other side. You're listening to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed, and I am indeed broadcasting from behind what I call USA Inc.'s enemy lines.
The Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of black people today? help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the next.
The fallout from WikiLeaks keeps coming. Cable news giant CNN says it is completely uncomfortable with the hacked emails showing former contributor and interim DNC chair Donna Brazile sharing questions with the Clinton campaign before a debate and a town hall during the Democratic primary. The network has announced it has accepted her resignation from the network. Hacked emails posted by WikiLeaks show Brazile, whose CNN contract was suspended when she became interim DNC chair over the summer, shared a question that would be posed to Hillary Clinton with the Clinton campaign. The question was shared before the March CNN Democratic debate in Flint. There is also speculation Brazile told the campaign a possible question prior to a CNN town hall also in March. In a statement, CNN spokeswoman Lauren Patapis said, "We are completely uncomfortable with what we have learned about her interactions with the Clinton campaign while she was a CNN contributor."
Roland Martin to CNN the next day. How did you get that question, Donna?
Well, Kelly, since I play straight up, and I'll play straight up with you, I did not receive any questions from CNN. Let's just be
very
clear.
Where did you get it?
First of all, what information are you providing to me that will allow me to see what you're talking about?
Everybody, you got the WikiLeaks release of March 12th Podesta email showing you messaging the Clinton campaign with the exact wording of a question asked at the March 13th CNN TV1 town hall debate.
Kelly,
where did you get it?
As a Christian woman, I understand persecution, but I will not sit here and be persecuted because your information is totally false. Podesta's emails were stolen. You're so interested in talking about stolen.
So you deny it.
You're like a thief that want to bring into the night the things that you found that was in the gutter. I'm not.
CNN's Jake Tapper came out and said this was unethical. Somebody was unethically helping the Clinton campaign. He said, "I love Donna Brazile, but this is very, very upsetting." This is Jake Tapper. My understanding is that the email to Donna Brazile came from either Roland Martin or someone around Roland Martin. He said, "This is very upsetting and very troubling." That's your own colleague at CNN. It's not Megyn Kelly. Who gave you that question?
Megyn, once again, I've said it, and I've said it on the record, and I'll say it on the record, and I'll keep saying it on the record. I am not going to try to validate falsified information. I have my documents. I have my files. Thank God I have not had my personal emails ripped off from me and stolen and given to some criminals to come back altered. I have my records, I have my files, and as I said repeatedly, CNN, in the 14 years I was associated with CNN, I've never received anything. If I had a blank piece of paper, that would basically be the end of this conversation. I never get documents from CNN.
Your email to the Clinton camp said, "Sometimes I receive the questions in advance." And
you know what?
CNN is saying Roland Martin gave them to you or someone at TV1.
They were provided
to Hillary before that town hall.
Well, anybody who knows me, and there are a number of your colleagues as well, they know me very well. I know how I play it. I know what I do before every debate. I know what I do before every show, even this show. I do my homework. I communicate. I talk. But I can just once again let you know that as far as I know, that CNN has never provided me with questions. Absolutely, ever. Nada.
But when you said, from time to time, I get the questions in advance, what were your...
All right, I'm going to stop it there. That last word she said, see, words are important. Words are really important. And she said that CNN didn't provide her the questions. But they are not alleging, her colleague is alleging that Roland Martin gave them to him. Roland Martin is with Radio 1 or whatever the name of Kathy Hughes' platform is. I think it's Radio 1 or TV 1. I'm not sure. But anyway, they're saying that Roland Martin gave them to you, not CNN. And since it was a what do they call that, a partnership between TV 1 or News 1. News 1 is the name of it. A partnership between News 1 and CNN. This debate. Okay. So Roland Martin would have access to them because he's one of the moderators, right? CNN is alleging she got them from Roland Martin. So sir sitting up there asserting that, well, CNN never gave them to me. That's the misdirection, man. People, I tell you, I was taking notes, but I will hold up just for a second on those notes while we take this call. So 504, I mean, what say you about this issue with the questions surrounding the ethical or unethical behavior of Donna Brazile? Area code 405, your mic is unmuted. You may have yourself muted, and that's why we can't hear you.
I'm sorry, brother. How you doing, Mr. Scotty?
Best I can under these terroristic conditions. How about yourself?
I agree. Man, you are just so logical, man. I really appreciate your commentary. I wanted to just kind of speak on, like, yesterday's show when you was talking about, black business. And I wanted to ask you a question. Do you think us as people, when, we approach or if we, want to do business with a black business, do you think that, we always want the hookup or our expectations are higher?
I got that. And I'll let you continue on if there's a second part. But you know what? That was on my mind today. I'm not going to say no names, but as a person who has been doing this as a business, in addition to the stuff we do for free, but in order to survive, we had to be creative and come up with services, business services. Have I had people ask me for the hookup? Yes. Just recently, a person tried to get me to give them the hookup. In addition to, I'm already giving you a discount. Number one, my prices is very competitive. You won't find anyone else that's charging you $15 an hour to be on the airwaves. So I'm already, because I support something and I got a personal connection to it I'm going to give you a discount. Okay, but then they want more. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow, you're not even recognizing that you're getting value already when you come to me. That has only been a couple of people in the 8 years that I've been in business. It has not come up. No, they just paid. They know what the services are. I send them the link to pay for their services. Most of the services is automated billing, so they just pay them. So they don't be asking me for the hookup, but have people from time to time ask for that hookup? Yes. And it just happened recently. So without, I don't put people names out there like that behind the scene business, but I can share it anonymously. But another thing though, people skipping out on the bill or being late with the bill, that ain't just with black people though. You know what I'm saying? So we just like anybody else. If we got a crook is a crook, it don't matter what group they have been assigned to. So to answer your question, yes, people have, but I would not say the majority.
Yeah, I agree. I just was wondering, because I know that people have expectations, and it's just because, man, come on, brother. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. That kind of job, come on, brother. Mm-hmm. Or you're supposed to, be, if it costs 25 more cents than up the street, they'll leave that business and go, save 25 cents instead of supporting, You know, I mean, I guess it's just a mentality, man. That was just an observation. And thank you for answering my question, man. Go ahead with your show.
Thank you. Thank you. If you want to chime back in, just hit *6 and 1.
Q&A queue is cleared.
But I would say this to, yes, we should first be looking to do business with other black people. It's just how the economics work. Every other group recycle their dollars before it go out the community. That is very, very, very true. It is just logical to recycle those dollars, because as a black business owner is more likely to hire black people in a system of racism than would the other corporations and whatnot. And we see the racism and white supremacy they practice. So that's why we want to support black businesses. That's a solution to a problem that we have proposed. We just have to see if we can put it into practice. For the most part, the 40 million black people that they say are classified as black, that they say exist in this country, they are not spending the bulk of their dollars with black businesses. Now, sometimes that's because there are no black people in those particular industries or services and what have you, or they are partnered up with people outside of our community. And we see how that worked out for the guy who had the, not Russ Parr, what was that guy name? Light-skinned guy. His name is not really important. He come on in the morning times and tell jokes and stuff right before Steve Harvey, I believe. So anyway, it's been years since I heard that show. So anyway, we have people like him who then bring in white majority owners or partners and whatnot. And in his case, that white person made moves that now he's the majority, and he didn't took over what you birthed from a baby as a business, your intellectual property and all of that. So some of this stuff is self-inflicted, but some of it is because we don't have any other option. We don't have any other, especially when it comes to the food, you know, people obtaining food. And that's why we should promote, you know, growing as much of your food as possible and what have you. So, but yeah, that is interesting. I had that thought, and I wasn't even going to bring that up. I was like, I could turn that into a topic maybe, because that is kind of, but that's fitting into a stereotype. But I can't believe that this person tried to talk me down like that. Now, I expect people to barter. That might be human nature too. But when I go to these white platforms that I may have to get service from because nobody else is providing that type of service, or I haven't found that black person or black business that's providing that service, I don't get to barter with them. Their prices are what their prices are. You either pay the price or you don't. And it ain't no gimme until 7 days later. You know, I'm going to promise to pay you. We want to start now, but we're going to promise to pay you. But again, those are experiences I have had, but those aren't the majority of the experiences. It wouldn't even represent 10% of the people I have talked to and done business with that are black. So I don't want it to open, because people do, they'll take that. All the stereotype is an exaggeration. It is based on a real behavior, but it gets exaggerated and applied to an entire group. And then that's why I was talking about yesterday, we got to put our best foot forward all the time. We should do that anyway when we're dealing with each other, but with anyone, that's just a matter of having a code that stresses integrity. And that's part of your value system, is not cheating people. We shouldn't be cheating people. Cheating people is stealing. I think that's in the code book of Mr. Fuller's. That's one of the 10 stops, right? No stealing. That's what cheating is stealing. And getting back to this election, that's what Donna Brazile, and it appears Roland Martin, was trying to help Hillary Clinton do, was steal an election. They helped her steal the Democratic nomination, and not those two alone. I am not suggesting that. I would even say the CEO of CNN and MSNBC, all of them have colluded. We know they give political donations. I'm willing to bet you they donated to Hillary Clinton's campaign. That's it. So they colluded. Media all the politics. Don't think that these people who own radio stations, who own these corporations, these don't think that they're going to sit up there and have everybody got personal views, political agendas, social agendas, and things of that nature. So if I'm sitting on the top of this powerful corporation, do you think I'm going to let that corporation, that news program, all the news programming, put out an ideology that is counter to my own? A logical person wouldn't do that. You wouldn't expect a Jewish person to have a media company that sits up there and pushes stereotypes about Jews and what they not. No, that's not, that works against the interests of the group. So these people, our hands are not clean. I wouldn't call Donna Brazile a scapegoat, but as they said when I went in the military, and you've heard it in movies and stuff, that SHIT rolls downhill. In the military, they explain it like, okay, if we don't get this mission right and we mess up or something like that, then let's just go to the battalion level. The battalion is gonna come down on that company or that regiment, whoever that regiment commander gonna come down on that sergeant, enlisted man, staff sergeant, sergeant first class. Then he gonna take it out on the privates. Doo-doo rolls downhill. Don't matter who fault it is or who's most to blame. That's how this system operates. So I wouldn't say that she's a scapegoat. A scapegoat is an innocent person, unless I don't understand the definition of scapegoat. That I'm not even going to go look it up, but from all my years of reading, I've never heard of a scapegoat being guilty of the crime. That's why they're the scapegoat, because they didn't do it. They were innocent, didn't know nothing about it, and these people conspired to pin the blame on that one person, making them a scapegoat. She is not a scapegoat. She is guilty, I would say, from the evidence. These emails ain't been doctored. WikiLeaks do not have that history, and don't think that people can't download them and what have you. I don't download them. You know why? Because I ain't white, number one. Number two, the nature of this network and the words that I speak on this program, I'm not going to give you a noose to hang me with. Because I go to download, that, next thing I know, I'm being charged with mishandling or stealing state secrets, classified information, and all that kind of stuff. So I don't download that stuff. I leave that to the mostly white people who can get away with that type of stuff. And ain't none of this stuff, not even governments, have ever said that this stuff is false. And it always leads to repercussions because they're true. And she is disgusting. She's disgusting. She's playing on black people's emotions. Talking about, I'm a Christian woman and I understand persecution. I'm glad she said Christian woman instead of a black woman. Because as a black woman, she showed no self-respect. She's being manipulative. She's practicing deception. She's playing on people's emotions with words. Christian woman, I understand. Christians aren't persecuted in this country. Ain't no Christian being persecuted in this country for being a Christian. Come on now, Donna Brazile. That ain't even logical. But see, when you caught in lies, when people got the goods on you, you often say things that aren't very logical because lies aren't based on logic. They're based on deception, not truth. See, when you know the truth about a thing, you don't stutter. You don't have to use buckets and buckets of words to explain yourself, to quote Young Justice. And this is what she's doing. And then I play straight. Everybody who knows me, I play straight. And then Mr. What's his name again? Mr. Watkins on his channel last night. Come on, bro. Don't be wishy-washy. This stuff is not hard to figure out. You put yourself out there as a smart person. Don't leave it up to the viewers to decide. What's your decision? What you gonna say? Oh, you don't want to offend anybody in her circle. Y'all know some of the same people, and you don't want to, oh, maybe cut off yourself from some butter biscuits. Now, I don't know all this, but that's the impression that I got from consuming the media. I mean, this is just the type of behavior that we cannot tolerate. We can't tolerate this. We shouldn't be defending it on any level. We should explain it. Well, why is Donna Brazile the first to go? Well, because she black. And doo-doo rolled downhill. She on the bottom of the totem pole on CNN's hierarchy. She on the bottom end. She might be above, you know, some of the cameramen, and her position is the copywriters and all of that, because she has some name recognition of being a longtime Democratic strategist and working on several different campaigns and just being a good steward of the system, not making waves, not trying to overturn the apple cart or anything like that. But she's still at the bottom. She's still at the bottom in that power structure. So she the first to go. Now, they will then gauge the rest of the public. If the public is satisfied with her being gone, well, maybe they be like, okay, we'll just stop it right there. But if the public continues this uproar and stuff comes out that implicates, well, how did Roland Martin get him? Who gave him to him? And all this and that. But I mean, really, it's already WikiLeaks information out there to show you that the media is corrupt. I don't need Donald Trump to say that. See, that's how easy it is for Donald Trump. Donald Trump not even lying when he say stuff that sound ridiculous to you, but actually makes a lot of sense if you're paying attention to the evidence. But again, that is not his intent to point people to truth. His intent is to manipulate people and play his role as the control opposition. Don't nobody go around just being so offensive against key voting blocks like Hispanics and black people. There are a lot of black voters combined that probably will come close to matching the number of white voters. You, anybody that's looking to win is not going to be just so blatant with it and then bring out Don King and Don King on there talking about you, my nigga. Come on now, you ain't serious. You're not going to bring these two wine-drinking women onto your campaign that you found on YouTube that was black and Donald Trump supporters and they half lit on YouTube. Maybe telling some truth about Hillary Clinton, but then fail for the Trumpster. So he wasn't even really trying to make no inroads into any of those other voting blocks. He ain't trying to win. He don't want that responsibility. And he's already profited from it. He gotten all this free publicity and entertainment, which he is an entertainer, y'all forget. In the media business, they say that no publicity is bad publicity. All publicity is good when your name is on somebody's tongue. So anyway, I can't control Donald Trump. I can't control Hillary Clinton. I can't control any of these racist white people with money and power. I can't control them. All I can control is me. So as a people, we can't control the activities of these white folks. But what we should be trying to gain control of is our own conduct. And we should not be rewarding bad behavior because it only encourages more bad behaviors. We cannot make excuses for unethical behavior because then we're telling our children it's okay to be unethical. How is this world ever going to change if everybody is a backstabber, a liar, a cheat? And we just tell our kids, that's how you get ahead in this world. That's how the real world works. No, that may be true to a certain extent that the majority of people are engaging in corruption, but it doesn't have to continue. It's not like it's irreversible. It's not like you can't counter it and eventually stamp it out. So you start with your child. That's where you start. That's how you change the world. You raise your children with a moral compass, a value system, a code system, to never violate that code and to not associate them people with people who blatantly violate the code. Now, everybody make mistakes, and we should be about giving people a second chance. But when there is years of patterns and practices, and when we just have other evidence that just show that you rotten to the core, we need to disassociate ourselves with you, lest our children, our future be further tainted or compromised from the inside. So Donna Brazile is not the most to blame for this racist system working the way it worked, but she played her role in it. Let's tell our young people, let's tell everybody, it's not okay to engage in this sort of thing. And it's hypocritical for us to be pointing to other people and ignoring what we're doing. She want to talk about Christianity. Oh, I'm a Christian woman, so I understand persecution. Okay, here's a scripture for you. Don't be like the hypocrite, okay? Don't be like the hypocrite who like to stand out there and be like, woe is me, I'm suffering and all of this, and I'm doing it all for the Lord. It's because I'm such a good person and I play straight, and that's why they persecuting me like they persecuted my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Come on, y'all. This is insulting. But she not talking to you, the average listener of Black Talk Radio. But that's for the masses out there that's consuming the enemy's propaganda. And they see these showcase black people, and it keeps them bought into the system. And somebody said on Tando Radio Show, I thought it was so profound. I'm not sure if it was one of the hosts, if it was a caller. But they was like, some of our people just have not given up on the system. They ain't given up on it. They think you can still reform it. They think that you can change it. They think the right people are going to come along. And we need to be cleaning house and starting over from scratch, and having Nuremberg style trials, because we're talking about a system that is still engaged in human rights crimes, slavery, human trafficking. It don't get no worse than that. This is all legally being done. You don't hear these people where Donna Brazile using that position, or even now on her Twitter account where she begging people for pity and, oh, woe is me, and thank you for the prayers. I don't mean to sound like I'm mocking, but it's to keep myself from cursing. She playing the victim. Now she gonna come running to us black people when she wasn't trying to help us. She trying to help herself. To Miss Ann's butter biscuits, or the promise of future butter biscuits if Miss Ann get in there. So I gotta get Miss Ann in there by any means necessary. Now I gotta end racism by any means necessary. I'm gonna help this racist in by any means necessary, cause it's gonna benefit me if they get in. That is it right there in a nutshell. I don't need to say no more on this. But I'm going to talk about some of the victims, those people out here talking about, well, what about the emails? I'm tired of hearing about the emails. Old sheepdog and Bernie Sanders, darn you for even giving them that line. We're tired of hearing about the emails well, the emails is telling you how the system work, people. How things are good, and this is what you endorse. Oh, you understand how the system works, but again, you accept that. But you tell your children something different. Then you wonder why your children don't respect you. Because first you're acting like they stupid and can't comprehend things, and you're underestimating the intelligence of our young people. You're telling them, don't cheat. Work twice as hard as the crackers. Got to get all A's so that you can get that scholarship. Because if you get a B, it's going to be some cracker that's going to beat you out the scholarship. So you gotta study twice as long. You got to work twice as hard so that you can make it in this system of racism and all that. The system is rigged, but then we're going to sit up in front of those same children and justify Donna Brazile's participation in the rigging of that system at her own personal expense. I mean, for her own personal gain. Not for the group's gain, but for her own gain. Hillary Clinton just in 2011 made the argument that led to mass murder in Libya, and it's still going on. Pentagon predicted that this was going to happen, but don't be no fool. They use these terrorists. They have a long history of these terrorists, and these terrorists are funded by these very governments, and they use terrorists to overthrow Libya and to paint it. And then the media, CNN and everybody else, play their role in saying, oh, he's killing his people, when no, he was protecting his people from these thugs you then armed, these mad dog killers you then armed and sit in there to do your dirty work. And then you act like you come, you, that's the what they call that, the Hegelian dialect. Create the problem, then come in with the solution. Textbook. I need to take a break. You're listening to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed, and I'm in a bad mood today because this is 2 days straight or longer that we've seen all of these examples of black people showing a lack of self-respect. And I'm not going to put it all on self-hatred. Not going to put it all on that. No, I'm not going to do it. I don't hate myself. Nobody in my family I've ever seen hate themselves. We're mistreating people. Let's not make excuses for mistreating each other. May that be true in some cases, but let's not act like it's true in all cases. So you're listening to Black Talk Radio News. I broadcast every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Fridays at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. That's BTR News. But on Wednesday nights, you can find me hanging out with my abolitionist comrades at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on this network on New Abolitionist Radio. Stay tuned. I will be back on the other side.
Not that the Greeks did not exist, or about certain aspects of the Haitians. What I'm saying that no one knows them. But in history, during that particular time when the Africans were raised in the framework for human civilization. Let's go back. Let's go at 4100 before the common era, as you would say, BC. And see if you see any Christian there standing up, any Muslim, any Jew, if there's a God named Jehovah yet, a God named Jesus the Christ, or a God named Allah. Any man in here, I will stop and give you 10 minutes. Anyone, if you're a man, you're a minister, you're a rabbi, you're whatever, come up and show that I'm lying. And voters who made what is today called Christianity yet. We do not have Muhammad Ibn Abdullah yet. We don't have him until around 622 of the what is called the common era, the Christian era. And we certainly don't have Abraham until the Africans along the Nile are already in the 13th dynastic period. And that's what saddens me, is that you believe that you got the only answer. And there was a somebody named Adam and somebody named Eve, probably Steve also. Washington, D.C. a few days ago with Maya Angelou and her third white husband, and you feel exceedingly happy and proud that she has seen a poem, and yet couldn't bring a black husband with her to hear the poem.
You're listening to Black Talk Radio News, and that is Sincere Naquari, a friend of the station, producing them God Life beats, and that's from his beat tape at the crossroads to lead Dr. Youssef Ben. I forgot about that part right there. Yeah, it is. It's time for us to either spit or get off the pot. So he used the word S-H-I-T. Spit or get off the pot. Either we're going to be serious about overcoming this system or get off the pot, man. Just get off. Let's stop making excuses. Excuses don't get us nowhere. It doesn't get us any closer to the goal. Mistakes, we can tolerate, but intentional things being done to harm the collective, can't tolerate it, or else you just encourage similar behavior. That's just... to me, that's elementary. So anyway, for those people that say there are no victims in all this and why we worried about it, well, again, people bought into the system literally by donating to their political candidate of choice. That's something I've never done. I do vote, but I fund stuff towards the liberation of black people, and I don't see any political party like the Democrats or the Republicans with a black liberation plank in their platform. So why am I giving my money? So anyway, there are some people who spent some money, raised a lot. Bernie Sanders raised a lot of money here, and they thought that the system had integrity. They thought that this was the best place in the world for a democracy where everything's above board and easily. Why they would think that, I don't know, given the history of election shenanigans on so many levels throughout the history. So I don't know why they, like the person said, they haven't given up on this system yet. okay? There's a difference between making moves in the system covertly or trying to manipulate the system as is to bring relief to the victims. But when you totally buy into it, I still stand by that in order to end slavery, it may take another civil war. I hope it don't ever come to that. But I am under no illusion that my vote is going to set people free from slavery. That's going to come through other means. And it doesn't necessarily mean violence, but we can't leave any options off the table. Do the CEO of USA Inc., when they saying somebody's doing something incorrect that's harming millions of people, do they leave any options off the table? No, they don't. Neither should you. Why would you go into a gunfight with a knife, as they say? So anyway, these people who has had given all their money, not all their money, I think the average donation was like $27. Some gave more, some gave less. But they thought that the Democratic primaries was above board, that they were going to follow the rules that they put down in their bylaws and what have you, because everything has a written code. Literally, everything does have a written code of conduct and how they're supposed to conduct this and conduct that. Whether or not they follow those rules or their own laws that they've written, that's an entirely different story. But we know now that the DNC violated those rules to cheat Bernie Sanders out of getting the nomination, did everything it could to tilt the scales in Hillary Clinton's favor, and the DNC officials have been implicated, including Donna Brazile. She should also resign as the interim of the DNC, which she's only the interim because the last one had to resign, just like she resigning from CNN and hasn't been back on television. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, after those emails show that she was tilting the scales for Hillary, violating their own rules, unethical behavior. These people have no integrity. So what do you think, that all of a sudden, if they get into power, they going to get integrity, like catch it like the flu or something? All no, this is their normal pattern practices. They just got caught because hackers hacked and revealed this stuff and leaked it. So they rather you just focus on, they try to, like she was doing, oh, this is just stuff you pulled out the gutter and we don't know if it's real and people can fake stuff and come on, woman, give it up. Just stop lying. But again, that speaks to her character. But trying to say, oh, the Russians and the hackers and come on. So all of that amounts to evidence in this class action lawsuit, which isn't getting a lot of mainstream attention despite recent legal maneuvers and proceedings and rulings. And it's moving forward, and they just keep providing it more. Well, I should say WikiLeaks is providing more and more ammunition for these people in this class action lawsuit to get their money back. And I don't know how much money we're talking about, but I bet you the DNC ain't got it on hand. Bet you they ain't got it on hand. So unless some really corrupt judicial stuff going on, what they call it, judicial activism from the bench, DNC gonna lose this lawsuit. We could be looking at the end of the Democratic Party. I never really thought about that. That never crossed my mind until now. Because if they financially go bankrupt because of this lawsuit, we could be talking about $500 million, maybe $1 billion. I bet you they ain't got that on hand. And they lose this lawsuit, and they're ordered to pay all those people money back, and then they will have to go into bankruptcy. They're still a corporation, people. They will have to go into bankruptcy. That's the end of the Democratic Party. What y'all Democrats going to do then? And I say, good, bury them, put them in the grave. Something else, perhaps the Green Party, could take its place. Well, maybe we should start a party. There is a movement called I Am One of the Million. 1 million black conscious voters and contributors. Maybe we could start a party and step into the vacuum. So I will be celebrating at this. So these people, this comes to you from heavy.com. More revelations have come to light about Donna Brazile passing on debate questions to Hillary Clinton's campaign. CNN just announced today that they were uncomfortable with the news and had not provided Brazile with any of that information. Now it looks like these revelations may help the DNC class action lawsuit, where supporters are seeking damages based on a primary that was not neutral. Here's what you need to know. The lawsuit is based on the allegation that the DNC supported Clinton in the primaries rather than remaining neutral. Again, they already got all the evidence. That's what these emails represent. Thousands of Bernie Sanders supporters and other voters have requested to join the DNC class action lawsuit, which is being led by Bett and Lee Trial Lawyers, a civil litigation firm based in Miami. The suit alleges the DNC's favoritism of Clinton over Sanders amounted to fraud, negligence, breach of fiduciary duty, and unjust enrichment. The lawsuit is based on DNC internal emails, which show the DNC was working behind the scenes to boost Clinton. These emails show that work starting as early as May 2015, a month after Sanders had entered the race. I'm going to stop there. It is posted in btrcommunity.com. You can check it out. It's on heavy.com. The title again, Donna Brazile debate question leak may help DNC class action lawsuit. So people have been injured here, and I hope they learn their lesson. But they should get justice. They should be made whole. They are victims here. And I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Donald Trump blowing up the Republican Party. They worried about it being destroyed and what have you. And the DNC, the Democratic Party, is imploding. It's a great time to be alive, folks. We live in great times. We could be looking at the start of the unraveling of the system, as I hear David so often say. So that's all I got for you today. Tando Radio Show is coming up at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Make sure you stay tuned for that. It is Tuesday. So, yeah, he's the last program on air from 6 to 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. When I say on air, I mean live streaming. But there is always content that is being circulated on blacktalkradionetwork.com and this radio station. So make sure you keep it locked, because people on this network, we try to, I can't speak for everybody, and there are people who have a certain degree of consciousness, and that's okay. You know, we have different levels of consciousness, and we should all not be complacent or what is that, satisfied with the level of knowledge we have. We should always be trying to increase that knowledge. We can always be better. Always. So, like Malcolm said, don't talk bad about your brother because he don't know what you know, because at one time you didn't know what you know. I wonder if that's where Donald Rumsfeld stole his stupid line from. The unknown knowns, and we know that there are unknowns, and then there are the unknown unknowns that we don't know. And oh man. So I'll be back on air Wednesday night on New Abolitionist Radio. I hope that y'all join us in a discussion on ending 21st century slavery and human trafficking. Check out btrcommunity.com for a new online black social media experience. That is a platform that is managed by the Black Talk Media Project, which also has managed Black Talk Radio Network its entire existence past 8 years. Actually, we're coming up on the anniversary, which would make it 8 years. So yeah, always running the crowdfunding campaign. Just sent out some shirts, the Black Radio Station Matters t-shirts. If you would like to show your support and get a free t-shirt in exchange to also help promote the message about black radio and making it matter with black dollars. So yeah, we got those shirts. Make a donation. You'll find the information on how to do that at blacktalkmediaproject.org and on our broadcasting and podcasting home, blacktalkradionetwork.com. With that said, y'all be safe out there. Don't let them fool you. Don't let the slave catchers catch you. And be safe, and peace and blessings to all.
This is the 21st century, and we need to redefine revolution. This planet needs a people's revolution, a humanist revolution. Revolution is not about bloodshed or about going to the mountains and fighting. We'll fight if we are forced to. But the fundamental goal of revolution